Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast it live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, for keeping America rolling along. Thank you. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, our number two of the weekend edition, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the
republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Now, the big news right now, starting the weekend, is the IG report has been released to the Attorney General for his inspection, and then he will decide what gets released and when.
Well, it's about time. They reviewed over a million records and conducted, I think, over 100 interviews.
Right.
And lots of witnesses and all of this. And so they, I guess they're finalizing their report and everything and getting things together. And so it's about time. They disclosed a review of whether the Justice Department and the FBI complied with the legal requirements and the internal protocols in applying to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which was related to a certain person, of course. That's what the report says. And the individual at the time was not named by the IG, but it was assumed that would be Page, the former Trump campaign foreign advisor.
Yeah.
And, the Republicans have been blaming or accusing the FBI of abusing its powers, and we all agree, or most of us agree, that something fishy went on there. So hopefully they'll get something done with this situation, because I do think that there was a lot of abuse going on, and we've got to get some justice out of this.
Well, there's all kinds of rumors going on, and I don't want to speculate on rumors, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait till the report actually comes out. A lot of people said that McCabe is going to be indicted, Andrew McCabe, former deputy FBI director.
Yes.
That's we just don't know, so I'm not going to say anything. Now, would I like to see that? Of course. Would I like to see other people get indicted? Of course. Will it happen? I just don't know. I just don't know, because we did get a leak about a grand jury yesterday that was meeting, a special grand jury. There was a leak that came out that said they couldn't decide because they have to have 12 people on a grand jury made up of 23 people to decide to indict someone or not indict someone. And they couldn't get the 12 votes, according to the report that came out, to indict anybody involved in this. That was the report that came out yesterday.
Yeah, well, I think that's partially due to a little political shenanigans here. And I'm also concerned because Nadler, he's the presiding person in this. And so I know he's going to have a lot to do with deciding whether this goes forward.
Well, he had nothing to do with the grand jury. This was the grand special grand jury. There's a secret grand jury that's been meeting, and word leaked out about that yesterday. And that was a leak that came out. Is it true? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they did say in a letter to Nadler that the Judiciary Committee must act. And in order, that means that Nadler is going to have something to do with that.
Yeah.
And that concerns me.
Right. Now, there's a second case that we're going to be finding out something about. Will Lieutenant General Mike Flynn be vindicated, as his legal team is now saying, because they have found 40 instances of irregularities in his case?
Well, some of those irregularities were he was misled. When they said it, at first said that he had lied, well, they had actually kind of misled Mr. Flynn, and they had told him, by the way, that, oh, you don't need an attorney. Everything's okay, this, that, and the other. So they started off on the wrong foot, in my opinion.
Well, they put the squeeze to him, and he bought it hook, line, and sinker. He should have had an attorney, and he's got a great attorney right now, and she is on her A-game when it comes to what she's doing. And I believe that he was set up because they were trying to reel in the big fish.
Yeah, that was part of it. But, when they told him in the beginning, oh, you don't need an attorney, he shouldn't have fallen for that. And the way they trapped him, I think they entrapped him and kind of led him in a wrong direction. And then they turn around and say, well, you lied. And he had honestly answered them, but they twisted it and did their thing. And so he's got to be exonerated.
This is all developing into one huge big dog pile, if you will. I won't go any further. Where it's all going to come out one way or the other, all of this information.
Well, prayerfully, you're right. I pray that it all comes out.
Yeah, hold that thought, because here we go. All right. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See him now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
When people on the political and moral left tell you that all viewpoints should be heard and respected, do not believe them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. For many years, we have witnessed first gay, then LGBTQ parades, primarily during the month of June, to displace the one-time tradition of June being the wedding month between men and women. They even took God's rainbow, and with a minor change, they made it their own symbol. While people on the political and moral right do not agree with unnatural lifestyles, they never ever sought to prevent unnatural lifestyle practitioners their freedom of speech. Unfortunately, far-left hypocrites viciously attacked about 200 participants in a Boston Straight Pride rally in support of the traditional God-ordained marriage between men and women and securing our borders. Both Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and fellow leftist Ms. Presley falsely labeled the parade as white supremacist, despite there being a good number of black American participants. As per usual, the leftists tell lies to tear down others, and because their own ideas are usually negative and destructive. To prevent the destruction of our America, stop electing Democrats and rhinos. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out my website, theronedwards.talkspot.com. That's theronedwards.talkspot.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends of Relief Factor. Check them out online by going to relieffactor.com/captain and give the 3-week quick start a try. $19.95 plus shipping and handling is all it costs. That's the 3-week quick start. And your pain may be gone forever. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
Senator Kamala Harris didn't do very well at the Democratic debate, and the same for Amy Klobuchar. She didn't do very well. They should be the next two people out, I would think, of the campaign. And by the way, did you notice Julian Castro was standing on a elevator box to make him as tall as the other guys on the stage? Did you notice that?
I did see a picture of it. I didn't see it. Yeah, I saw it. It was a picture, I think, on one of the networks, Breitbart or somebody. They had that picture on there. It's very humorous. But speaking of Kamala Harris, I thought she was in an extremely good mood. And with a little aid. It just seemed that she was a little, I don't know, had a little help in her mood there. And
nothing would surprise me. She's been known to tip the barley pops and maybe get a little shot because, you know, she was Willie Brown's girlfriend.
Yeah, but
which is how she got her leg up, so to speak, pardon the pun.
Yeah, well, yeah, but really, I think you're right. She should be dropping out, but who knows? A lot of people like her for some reason, and, you know, they're going to keep her around, but she'll never make it to the primaries all the way. She shifted.
By the way, do you drink 2% milk, low-fat milk?
I have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. 2%, Cory Booker.
Spartacus
is now at 2% in the polling, doing a bang-up job. And, of course, he's out there running his mouth about all things Cory Booker. And it just doesn't seem to add up anymore, because I'm going to tell you something here. I'm going to find this little blurb that he had. This is unbelievable. Listen to this.
Maybe he's cooler than I am, but there are definitely moments where you listen to Joe Biden and you just wonder. But I don't know. Look.
Senator, are you saying he's too old to be president?
No, I'm definitely not saying that, because I've listened to Joe Biden over the years and often felt like there were times.
Whoa. He's not too old, but he's listened to him over the years. Was that a dig?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Of all people on planet Earth, Spartacus has the nerve to say these things. I mean, I am no fan of Uncle Joe by any stretch of the imagination, but I doubt it seriously, and I would bet anyone $1 million that Spartacus will never, ever, ever, ever be considered for vice president by anyone. And, I mean, phew, my goodness, what an idiot, what a moron.
Speaking of morons and idiots, I'm going to just give you a little bit of this.
That's some 40 years ago. But as you stand here tonight, what responsibility do you think that Americans need to take to repair the legacy of slavery in our country?
Well, they have to deal with there is institutional segregation in this country. And from the time I got involved, I started dealing with that. Redlining. Banks, making sure that we are in a position where, look, you talk about education. I propose that what we take is those very poor schools, the Title I schools, triple the amount of money we spend, from $15 to $45 billion a year. Give every single teacher a raise to the equal raise of getting out the $60,000 level. Number two, make sure that we bring in to help the teachers deal with the problems that come from home. The problems that come from home, we have one school psychologist for every 1,500 kids in America today. It's crazy. The teachers are, and I'm married to a teacher. My deceased wife is a teacher. They have every problem coming to them. We have to make sure that every single child does, in fact, have 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds go to school, not daycare, school. We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there.
Well, what do you think about that one?
And if a bullfrog had wings, he wouldn't bump his butt. I mean, this guy is just... there's not much I can say.
That took me back to my high school days. Play the record player at night when we had those albums.
Yes.
And you play album after album after album while you were studying.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. That's a national embarrassment. Seriously. A vice president, a former vice president speaking that way. You know, he needs to be checked out. Seriously.
Well,
his wife is a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to give him a checkup.
Yeah, and he says he's going to, he said, that, how did you put this, before he gets into primaries, he'll release his medical records.
Medical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You know, he may be in good physical shape, but he needs a real serious checkup from the neck up.
Well, I'll play one more thing and then I'll let it go.
You all believe that the war on drugs has put too many Americans behind bars. Vice President Biden, you have a plan to release many nonviolent drug offenders from prison. Senator Booker says that your plan is not ambitious enough. Your response?
Well, first of all, let me say that when I came back from law school, I had a job with a big-time law firm. I left and became a public defender because my state was under siege. When Dr. King was assassinated, we were occupied by the National Guard for 10 months. I've been involved from the beginning. As a young congressman, councilman, I introduced legislation to try to keep them putting a sewer plant in a poor neighborhood. I made sure that we dealt with redlining. Banks should have to lend where they operate, et cetera. The fact of the matter is that what's happened is that we're in a situation now where there are so many people who are in jail and shouldn't be in jail. The whole means by which this should change is the whole model has to change. We should be talking about rehabilitation. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
Okay, so a drug dealer that peddles drugs out on the street shouldn't be in jail because it's a nonviolent crime.
Bernie Madoff shouldn't be in prison either.
That's right.
Yeah, this guy... What an example in front of young people, too. It boggles the mind how he's gotten this far in this race and how he is still ahead in the race after that performance.
Name recognition and the fact that he was Barack Obama's vice president.
But you know what? I hate to say this, but it's the truth. It also points to... The condition of the mental condition, in my opinion, of a lot of voters.
Yep. Well, I will talk to you next week on Tuesday, so stay low and stay out of trouble.
Thank you, and take care. Bye now.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll talk to him again next Tuesday. In the meantime, we're going to take a break and come back with the bottom of the hour military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Texas state representative is now being criticized for tweeting he had an assault weapon ready for Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. The tweet by Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane came after O'Rourke had this to say during the debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow you to use any of our fellow Americans anymore.
McCain tweeted, "My AR is ready for you, Robert Francis," which is O'Rourke's full name. O'Rourke called the tweet a death threat. Kane's tweet was removed for violating the company's terms of service. But it escalated an already tense atmosphere in Texas over guns after two mass shootings in August left 29 people dead. Quick glance at the stock market. The S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219. And the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found on the web at naa.edu. And if you're in a nowhere, go nowhere job, not paying you any money, listen up, because here is your savior right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future. You're just putting in your time, waiting for something better to come along. You haven't got an opportunity to get a pay raise, or you haven't had one in a long time, forgot what they're all about, or a promotion. And maybe you're coming out of the military, too, and you got a skill, and you're not sure where to use them. Well, listen up. I got an idea that'll help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
and have the opportunity to make as much money as you possibly can, because you set the pace. You set the scale. You control your own earning ability. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Find out what it's like to be an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in-demand job. You can also give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. It's just that simple. Just that simple. All righty. Well, our military and veterans news for this hour. The president says that we are now hitting the Taliban harder than ever before after being in Afghanistan for 18 years. And there is some proof to that that's beginning to show up. And also, by the way, Senate Democrats are threatening to withhold their votes on a spending bill for the Pentagon unless Republicans agree to block President Trump from repurposing defense funds for his wall on the Mexican border, a tactic that he's employed in recent months and that has worked. And they don't like the fact, they just don't like the fact that he's getting his wall built. And I'll get into all that here in a minute. Now, the Al-Qaeda chief, Aiwan al-Zawahiri, was in the news because he put out another one of those tapes where he urged Muslims to attack the United States, European, Israeli, and Russian targets in a speech on the 18th anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks. I wish we could find him and just get rid of him, but so far we haven't been able to. Now, North Korea has confirmed the second test of a multiple rocket launcher, the latest in a series of weapons tests performed and stalled, of course, the diplomacy for the North Koreans and the United States, even though we are actively trying to get them to sit down at the table and talk to us. We'll see where all that goes. Maybe we can get something done, maybe. Now, in talking about the wall, the president and his administration said this week that they plan on building between 450 and 500 miles of fencing along the nearly 2,000-mile border by the end of 2020. Now, this, to say the least, is an ambitious undertaking funded by billions of defense dollars that have been earmarked for things like military-based schools, target ranges, and maintenance facilities. But no one is suffering at any of the bases as a result of this. There's more money coming in to take care of a lot of those projects. And we'll see how all that plays out. By the way, the president also said that the U.S. military has super weapons that are even bigger and better than its nuclear arsenal. He appeared to double down on his claim that the U.S. military's arsenal includes conventional weapons that are more powerful than nukes. Well, we'll see. I know the MOABs could be considered to be that way, so we'll see. And soldiers with the big red one will be the first ones to field the most advanced night vision goggles that soldiers have ever carried and all of its associated improvements later this month, wherever they are at. And we'll see how that works out. Hopefully, they are what they say they're going to be able to see better at night than you can in the daytime. That's what I heard from some. Now, the commanding officer of the guided missile destroyer Fitzgerald during the 2017 collision that killed seven sailors now faces a Navy Board of Inquiry. Commander Bryce Benson, his future is literally staring him right square in the eyes right now. We'll see how all that works and plans out. By the way, the Air Force has just proved that the B-1B Lancer bomber can be modified to hold more ordnance, a step that just may pave the way for future hypersonic weapons payloads. We'll see if that indeed is the case and how that happens. Now, a ground combat Marine will soon be testing an upgraded version of a tactical tablet designed to help units see through the fog of war to make decisions faster than ever before. We'll see how that works out. Could be interesting. Could be interesting. And ISIS may have lost control of its last territorial stronghold back in March, but American efforts to defeat the terrorist organization 5 years ago remain very much alive in what we've heard this week and seen results of by satellite photos of a little island that's just offshore Iraq that reportedly had 80,000 pounds of bombs dropped on it to wipe out and decimate the ISIS fighters that had gone to that island to seek refuge and reorganize and regroup to do their dastardly deeds that they have been doing all around the Middle East. And while we don't know for sure, it appears that all of them on that island have been killed. That's what it appears to look like, with all the craters, no life visible, equipment destroyed, vehicles destroyed, homes destroyed. I mean, they just absolutely obliterated the island, which, hey, that's what you do. That's what you do. You defeat them before they defeat you. And by the way, you've heard me say this on the program, unconditional surrender is something that we need to explore again and tell these people, hey, you want to surrender? We need your unconditional surrender. If you don't do it, we'll keep on sticking it to you. See what they say then. That's just me talking, but I think it needs to be done, in my opinion. And also, veterans with PTSD now have a new way to turn. You heard about the animals, you heard about horses, dogs, cats, whatever. How about beekeeping? Yep, beekeeping. That may be the new therapeutic way to treat PTSD. Become a beekeeper. I just hope you don't get stung in the process, because, boy, we had some hives in our farm, and boy, oh boy, when they'd come after you, they'd come after you. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Is the theme from Smokey and the Bandit, and I do remember that. I do remember that very, very, very well. And I'll tell you what, it's all about what's going on here in the great world in which we live in. And, you know, a lot of things in today's world can't be explained. For example, the Democrats are trying to figure out, scratching their heads, why it is that the economy continues to move along the way it is when we should be in a recession. They're trying to talk us into a recession. And by the way, my state, my home state of Florida, things are really going along. I mean, every time, I've been all over the place lately, okay? I mean, I've been all over the place. And I keep seeing help wanted signs, and I keep seeing new businesses going in. Yeah, there might be a business or two that closes, but as soon as it closes, another one comes right back in. And they're doing well, most of these businesses. And this is just what happens. It's part of what life is like, believe it or not. But make sure that you understand that America is all about a team effort. We, the people, a team effort. We're all in this together. Now, let me get on over here before I forget about what it is I'm doing, because, you know, I just got a couple of emails here, and that's why I wanted to address something, just for a reminder there. Okay, we're going to take a look at the Highway and Byway Report. Now, if you're traveling down towards, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida this weekend, over in the East Coast, you might have a little bit of adverse weather over there, but it's not going to be all that bad. There is a tropical storm named Umberto that's going to be working its way across the Bahamas and up over Glance. It's not even going to strike the United States as it stands right now. It's going to be offshore quite a ways. So there may be some rain. There may be some waves, but not much of anything to speak about. So going up the East Coast all the way to Maine, up 995, you're looking pretty good. Okay, going up I-75, looking pretty good. Going up I-81, looking pretty good, except when you get up in upstate New York around Syracuse, well, there's some unsettled weather coming off Lake Ontario. You might benefit from a few showers here and there. But I-77, looking good. I-79, looking good. I-71, looking good. The weather starts pretty much when you get over into Wisconsin, scattered showers there, way up in the northern part of Michigan, some showers up there, some gale force winds off Lake Superior and the northern part of Lake Michigan. Looks like you're getting some wind there today. And when you get out into the southwestern corner of Minnesota, you'll find some rain there. You'll find some more rain in North Dakota. You'll find some rain in central Nebraska, from about Grand Island to Lincoln, and down there in Texas. You'll find some fog tonight in the Metroplex, the Dallas Metroplex, but you'll also find some air quality alerts down there, too. Up in Wyoming, you've got a problem with a red flag warning with dry conditions for forest fires possible, and maybe some dry lightning with some possible thunderstorms that are in the area there today. And then out in central Oregon, a red flag warning there for dry conditions, and also coming down off Donner, down towards Auburn Hills in California, along I-80. You've got some dry conditions there. Some unsettled weather conditions tonight in Nevada. And some warm temperatures going to be happening along the Los Angeles, California area today. So be advised of that. And that's about all that I can see. It's about all I can see. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. And remember, Pilot is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. We used to run in, grab you a hot dog, a bag of chips, cup of coffee, or a soda, out the door you go, because that's all they had. Now, you're apt to find anything from a McDonald's to a Wendy's to a Taco Bell to a Subway to a Pizza Hut to an Arby's to a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with a full-service menu. There. You're liable to find anything like that. So remember, Pilot Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And there you go. You can get right into it. And thank you very much, Joe, and thank you very much, Cousin Vinny. And I hope you're feeling better tonight, my friend, because I understand you were had a little bout. Let's see here. You sent me a message, so I'm going to look real quick. Hey, Captain, I got two broke ribs and a torn ACL, and I'm trying to listen to the show, but my neighbor Randy won't stop talking. What should I do? Well, got a ball bat? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Got a ball bat? You can try that one, Cousin Vinny. I hope you're feeling better, though. All kidding put aside. Hope you're feeling better. Alrighty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What it are with the DOJ IG report. We're sitting here waiting. I'm not going to do a lot of speculating. I've heard all the rumors. You've heard all the rumors. But what's your initial take?
Well, the draft. It's not the final report. It is a draft.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to the Attorney General with a cover letter. And that same cover letter went over to Congress that says, here is a draft. It is not in its final form. And there will have to be a lot of classifications or redactions or maybe even some corrections. Now, what that necessarily means, we don't know, but that is the process that is this document is going through now. In its final form, we will probably see it, I would argue, probably the second week of October. So I wouldn't get too excited because we're not going to see anything for probably a couple of weeks at least.
Well, yeah, and there will be something happening here. What the something is, you can only speculate about, and there's been all kinds of that so far, and I don't want to go there because there's too many working pieces of the puzzle here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, all right.
So I don't want to get in there and say, well, McCabe's going to be, and Comey, and no, we don't know that. We don't know that at all.
We don't.
Nope.
We just don't. The only reason we know that a draft was delivered was because there was a cover letter that announced it.
Yep.
So I don't think that anybody has an inside track. But I also know that I think Lindsey Graham is slated to call the Inspector General.
Correct.
Before committee, but we don't know when. This is necessarily due out of respect to get context, to understand the work that he did in compiling it.
Yep, that is absolutely correct, because I heard his announcement yesterday about that, and I had some audio attached to that, but for some reason it was a bad clip, so I couldn't get it. I was going to play what he said, but he did talk about the fact that they were going to be calling Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General, to testify and give them a better understanding of what was taking place.
Correct.
Yeah. And by the way, that might not be in an open hearing. You didn't
We don't know.
Yeah. No, it was mentioned.
We don't know.
Okay. Well, speaking of don't know, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, it's possible he could be vindicated, and you're going to have to hold that thought till we come back, by his legal team that has found, they say, 40 occasions of irregularities of what was going on. Now, we'll see where that goes, but when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.